Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems and host of the show. Today, we welcome in Dan Radig, Product Manager with Lochinvar, and Isaac Wilson, National Specialty Commercial Manager with A. O. Smith. In this episode, we'll discuss the effectiveness of heat pump water heaters, which applications work best for which configurations, the union between Lochinvar and A. O. Smith, and much more.
Dan, Isaac, thank you for your time. Welcome to the program. Could you please start out by introducing yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us this morning. So Dan Radig, product manager for Lochinvar.
Yep, Herb, thank you. I appreciate you having us on today. Isaac Wilson here, the National Specialty Commercial Manager for A.O. Smith.
So you guys are representing two different manufacturers here, Lochinvar and A.O. Smith. Could you just take a moment and share what your day-to-day job entails at each manufacturer?
So as part of my primary function, I would say, stated simply, is to create demand for our products. And a couple of the ways that I achieve that on a daily basis are by driving engagement with engineers specifically and ensuring that our sales team has the tools needed to serve the specifying engineer community. I also manage our sales application engineering team as part of that. And we're a direct resource for our sales reps and account managers to come to and assist with commercial water heater projects.
Yeah, so this is Dan. With product management, we're the go-between between our sales and our engineering. So when we go to market or think about going to market with a product, we reach out to our sales force, get some feedback from them, reach out to our end users, get feedback, take that back to our engineering team and make sure that's the product that our sales force will be able to take out and be able to sell. And got to make sure that it is built correctly, what the market needs, and then in that price range. And then we also do a lot of pre-sale support. So as we're, technical service, if you think about that, they're doing after the unit's been installed and there may be some issues with the pre-sale support. We're helping look at the schedules, look at the specifications, how our jobs fit in there, and then any unique situations for that job site.
Both companies offer quite a portfolio of water equipment. Specifically, let's focus on the heat pump water heaters. These come in multiple different varieties, including electric, air source, and water source models. Can you catch us up with some of the latest technologies that you guys have brought to market?
Yeah, so back in July, the organization, we released a total of 20 models. There are 6 water source, 6 air source heat pumps, and then 8 modular water source heat pumps. And those modulars are kind of unique as, they allow us to customize the kind of the footprint of those units to meet the mechanical room. And then for everybody, so just kind of knows those that aren't familiar with the heat pump technology, what we're doing is we're absorbing BTUs out of the ambient space with the air source and then pulling that into the refrigerant and transferring that into the domestic hot water. And then with the water source, we're using what could be chiller rejection water, something that's got some kind of heat into it that we can absorb, move into the refrigerant, and then again reject into the domestic hot water. I think everybody's at least heard of heat pumps for space heating, but we're applying them for domestic hot water. So pretty much the same concept, just different purposes we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, and the end result is that the heat pumps just make the water heating system extremely efficient because they're primarily transferring heat instead of creating it with a typical water heater. So they pull the heat from those sources. It's usually more almost a free source, you could say, in some cases, especially if they're using outside ambient air, something like that. So it makes these several times more efficient than a normal water heating system.
I'm sorry, let's dig a little deeper and take a look at which technology is best for which application. So when would an engineer select an air source unit versus a water source unit, and when is electric most applicable?
So it depends on what they have available, really, is what it boils down to. These are very versatile units, so they can be put indoors, outdoors, a lot of different locations, and a lot of other options based on whatever the customer's needs are, whatever the engineer has available in his design.
Yeah. Like Isaac was saying, you know, each location or what you have available is going to determine where they can be placed. You know, recently been in conversation with some customers, especially in colder climates where the heat pumps kind of, their performance is not as well as it is in the mild climates, trying to look at how they can engineer, you know, ventilation ducts, use existing air sources of conditioned air to be able to use air source, you know, especially in those colder climates. So I think as an industry, you know, we've got customers trying to find out solutions, how they can apply these heat pumps, even in situations where, you know, it probably would be not best suited for an air source heat pump, but they're trying to make them apply because of that technology.
Great. Seeing that we have you both on the line today, let's discuss the ongoing partnership that Lochinvar and A.O. Smith have with one another. When did this come to fruition? What have you guys accomplished, and what does the future hold?
Yeah, so 2011 is when we all became under one corporate umbrella, and it's actually been quite beneficial. We all have, you know, expertise on each side of our companies, and we've, you know, been collaborating, you know, since the beginning. But, you know, here recently with this project, probably the biggest project that we've came together on to use the resources on both sides to have a successful product launch.
Yeah, and to use a industry buzzword, as time goes on, we're becoming more and more synergistic and working together on a lot more projects and developing things together and utilizing each other as resources. So as Dan said, that collaboration just keeps continuing. There's a lot of resources that each individual brand brought to the table. So for example, the A.O. Smith Corporate Technology Center up in Milwaukee is a fantastic resource for everyone to use, and a lot of technology innovation that goes on there. And then Lochinvar has their R&D labs as well in their Lebanon facility. So combining those best-in-class technology and innovation tools and teams together is really, really helping us drive the market for both of our brands.
One booming trend across the industry is the push for decarbonization. So as the industry moves toward this goal, utility incentives are going to become more and more important. How does your recent technology address rebates and this trend?
So historically, rebates have primarily been on the residential side for heat pump water heaters, but we're also starting to see those come out on the commercial side as well. And it's often driven by location. So these started primarily in the more energy conscious parts of the country. So where those energy efficiency rebates really need to be balanced to drive that technology and help them utilize their grids as much as possible. These are really starting to show up more and more frequently throughout the nation, though. And the early adoption is kind of taken off and starting to spread to the entire country. We also have a utility team that works to drive these rebates nationally, as well as several individuals that are plugged into the government and public affairs side of things, so working on the regulation side. So we keep an eye on these trends across the entire country to try and continue evolving our products and offerings to meet and exceed those sorts of initiatives.
Great. Yet another trend in the HVAC industry is connectivity and the Internet of Things. How does your recently launched heat pump technology adhere to and exceed the standards surrounding these trends?
So there's a few different ways that we do this. One way, everything's about apps these days, right? So A.O. Smith is launching a new mobile app that end users and contractors, folks like that, can use. And it has demand response, time of use capabilities. You can monitor and change things on the fly from your mobile device. So it's a very useful tool, and we're going to keep growing this segment. So we also have our ICOM remote monitoring platform, where you can also adjust set points and things like that on your water heater. So that really enables professionals, homeowners, contractors, whoever the case is, it gives them a lot more capability to keep a track of their water heater system to try and improve performance, increase savings, reduce downtime, do preventative maintenance in certain cases. It really gives you a lot of great options and tools to use.
So with Lock and Bar, we have our Kinexus Remote Connect app. And it again allows that the end user, the contractor, the facilities manager to be able to connect to their product. That's an option on almost all of our high efficiency boilers and water heaters. It actually comes standard on our larger commercial products like the Powerfin and Crest product. You know, this technology for, you know, is not available on currently on the commercial heat pump line. But as we grow that product line, definitely something we look to add in the future, hopefully if everything goes well. But you know, we've been doing the remote connectivity since 2015 and definitely have seen the request and the need for that kind of technology to continue to grow.
And we definitely do have building management system capability on the heat pump water heaters. So for a lot of these larger commercial buildings, they will have the ability to monitor those heat pump water heaters as well.
Great. Well, connectivity, simplicity, efficiency, this equipment offers clients a lot. What are they seeing since it's been released? Is this something they were hungry for? Any field feedback you can share?
Yeah, I mean, hungry, I guess that's an understatement. I mean, we, you know, like I said, we released this in July, and we're getting requests in daily, multiple requests a day from all over the parts of the country for sizing, for information. You know, just more knowledge. I think a lot of people, the technology that they're interested in it, but I don't think they all fully understand it. So we're getting a lot of requests on just how our product works compared to our competition. So it is really, you know, personally taken a fair amount of my time up. You know, we've got a product that we'll be releasing the beginning of this year. And I kind of personally got behind on that from all the interest in the heat pump. So I think that's good, though. That's showing that there's going to be a lot of market potential in the future for the organization.
Yeah, and there's been a concerted effort in the engineering community to look into these systems, to learn about them. So there was a few national engineering firms that sent out a letter at the beginning of this year asking us as manufacturers to give them some more sustainable equipment options, specifically in the heat pump technology realm for water heaters. So we're definitely listening to the marketplace and trying to provide as many opportunities as we can there, especially on the education side, as Dan said, as folks are wanting to learn more about these. So recently we did a couple of national webinars that I presented as to give continuing education credits to the engineering community. So we did one with ASPE, so the American Society of Plumbing Engineers, back in September. And we also did one with PM Engineer, so Plumbing and Mechanical Engineer, in October. And we had some great turnout, great feedback, great questions that resulted from those as folks desire to learn more about these products and this technology.
And I'm sure that's what's going to bring a lot of the contractors and engineers tuning into this today. They're hungry for more information and maybe some tips and tricks as far as installation goes. Can you offer any of those on this recording?
So one of the biggest challenges out in the field, and Dan can speak to more to this in a minute as well, one of the biggest challenges out in the field is the electrical service needed. So we just need to make sure that everyone is aware of what they need for these units, for these products. And then also just optimizing the space required, because these are going to require storage. That's going to how they become an efficient system for these heat pump systems. So considering those electrical needs and also the storage are two of the tips and tricks we would always tell people to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, Isaac, that's exactly correct. I mean, you think about a typical forced circulation water heater that a lot of our customers, a lot of, you know, engineers are specifying today. Those typically take 115 volts, you know, less than 20 amps. So we're looking at some of these large, you know, units like the Air Source 250, you know, we're upward of 90 amps on the 240 volt circuit. So that's a big difference in electrical that we got to talk about, that they got to plan for. And then, yeah, the storage, I mean, that's probably number one. When we're talking to a customer, we do some sizing. That's the first thing, you know, if you could see their face, they would have kind of a shock because of the amount of storage it takes. Like, oh, well, you know, we don't have that much space. And but that's just kind of how it is with these heat pumps, is we want a lot of storage so we can charge those tanks up in the off-peak times. So that's just kind of part of that learning curve we got to do. But I would say with these heat pumps, you know, and this goes back to my days of installing products, you know, the vent runs was always a hassle of how those vents were going to go out of the roof, where they were going to go on the sidewall. If I could get them within the required length, you know, with these heat pumps, that's not an issue because there is no vent or air intake that has to be ran.
Yes. And luckily, since these units are really versatile, those storage and space constraints and location constraints, these units can be placed a lot of different locations. So you can put them almost anywhere as long as they have the proper heat source available. So we see customers wanting to put them on the roof, in the basement, you know, the top of building, bottom building, outside on a pad, in a parking garage, wherever you can think of, as long as they have the proper heat source, you can put these in a lot of different locations, which helps out the architects as well.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time today. And as we wrap this up, in summary, if you could relay one final message to consulting and or specifying engineers, what would it be?
Yeah, I think the one thing, you know, is that we need to make sure that as we work together and look at these jobs, that we're considering the whole job. As Isaac said, location, where can these things go? You know, we do have outdoor tanks, if that's a possibility. The heat pumps can be placed outdoor because of, you know, like we said, it's going to take a little bit more storage, take up a little more footprint. But, you know, we also need to look at the ambient conditions, weigh the performance, to make sure this is the best option, because there is a little higher upfront cost associated with this than a typical gas-fired appliance. So I think just to be upfront and transparent, we want to make sure that this is really makes sense for the job, and we're here to help. You know, I know Isaac's highly involved with the customers. I'm highly involved. We've got great representation throughout the organization across the U.S. that's willing to help. So definitely don't want anybody to be hesitant because it's new technology. Please reach out to the resources we have available so we can work together to make this successful.
Yep. And always keep that heat source in mind. You always, that's the biggest factor really, is the heat source availability. And also on the engineer side, of course, looking at those regulations and other standards that are starting to be put in place for efficiency. So some of these energy conscious places on the coasts and things like that are really driving these through regulation as well. And that's just likely to expand and evolve in the future.
Fantastic. Dan, Isaac, if listeners are interested in connecting with you or Lochinvar or A.O. Smith, where should they turn?
Just reach out to your local sales reps. They're the boots on the ground, and they'll connect you to the right people, whether that's on the A.O. Smith side or the Lochinvar side. Our sales reps are their direct contact to help them with whatever they need, and they'll get the right people involved.
Okay, fantastic, guys. We appreciate your time, and we hope to chat with you again soon.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dan Redig and Isaac Wilson. And if you're interested in connecting with their companies, visit www.lochinvar.com. That's LOCHINVAR. And www.hotwater.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on iTunes. Be sure to bookmark us on your preferred mobile listening device so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.